You got everything? Phone, wallet, passport?
Yeah, yeah, I think I got everything.
You know she finna start crying, right?
Be quiet, Aubrey. Listen, sweetie, make sure you call us when you get there. You know I'm gonna worry about you.
All right, yeah, I will. My flight gets in around 8:30, but, you know, I got to get some Wi-Fi first. But when I get some Wi-Fi, I'll let y'all know.
All right, man. Well, you know what to do. Handle your business.
As always, we're real proud of you, baby boy.
All right. Appreciate it. Love y'all.
Love you too.
What's good, everybody? It's Kendrick Perry here, aka KP3, aka Mr. Certified in Person, bringing you Life Across the Water. On today's episode, I'm joined by Devin Oliver. He's a really good friend of mine. We met a few years ago when I was playing in Macedonia. He was playing with Olympia Ljubljana, which is the same team that I'm playing for now, but it was back before they had a merger. So, you know, we kind of got to chop it up about a few things. He's a big Nipsey Hussle fan, so I asked him about what the marathon means to him in terms of embracing this overseas life. And then just, you know, we get into a few topics of off the court with him and his significant other who is from Europe. So it's a really good episode, man. It gives a lot of insight into what embracing the overseas life truly means. So stay tuned.
KP, yep. What's up?
What's up, bro? You can hear me all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, bet. Okay. All right, so let's get right into it, man.
Yes, sir.
This is episode 4, Life Across the Waters. And today I got my guest Devin Oliver with me. Dio, I appreciate you pulling up.
Always, man. Anytime.
So just a quick little background of how we, you know, kind of got to know each other. I think we first played against each other when I was in Macedonia. You ironically were here with the team that I'm at now.
Yep.
They were called Olympia Ljubljana back then, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yep, Olympia Ljubljana, yep.
Yeah, but you know, now they're Cedevita Ljubljana, and you know, we kind of got to chopping it up off the court a little bit, and how it goes in this world, man. You know, you just kind of connect with people off the court, you know, sharing similar experiences and all that. So again, I appreciate you taking the time and pulling up and chopping game with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. It's always good. It's important for us in our space, you know.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, before we really get into it, I like to start each episode with just checking in on my guys, man. You know, there's a social climate going on back home in America, just with the social injustice going on with police brutality and everything. Something that's been going on for a lot longer than since we've been here. But, you know, it's just now getting the recognition that it deserves. So, you know, with everything going on right now, you as a fellow African-American, how are you kind of mentally dealing with everything that's going on right now?
Yeah, man, you know, at first, Kay, I was really angry, you know, because especially when we're living over here like we are and you kind of get a chance to see it from an outside perspective. And you really see the true injustices of what's going on in our country. And it makes you sad because, you know, this is a place that we're proud to be from, you know.
Right.
And it started to get to a point where it wasn't like that. And at first, a lot of it was anger for me. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of it was even going over my head, which is what really, you know, kind of woke me up. Because, I mean, you know, but for your listeners who don't know, my mother is Caucasian and my father is Black. So, you know, I'm always considered as a Black man at the end of the day. I'm always going to be viewed that way. You know, but sometimes I see things a little bit differently because, you know, just having that other side, that other perspective. And in my home, it's never going to be like that because, you know, my mother is not that kind of person. But, you know, I was missing a lot of it. And,
yeah,
you know, once the anger kind of ceased a little bit, I made it a big deal for myself to try and enlighten myself. So I've been reading, I'm reading a book right now. It's called White Fragility. You know, it's about just why white people are, you know, afraid to talk about some of these topics, you know, and the uncomfortableness of it all. And I've just been trying to educate myself more and more and you know, try and do little things that I can while I'm over here to try and help improve the situation. If not for everybody, at least for, you know, those that are close to me.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think you hit it right on the head. You know, that first initial reaction is always anger, right? Because, you know, you just see all the names and all the victims and, you know, you think that could be my brother, that could be my sister, that could be my mom, that could be my dad, that could be my cousin, that could be me. You know,
absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
So it definitely hits home a lot deeper than, you know, maybe the next person that doesn't share our you know, our cultural history and our cultural background. You know, the thing you said, man, you just got to educate yourself and then you got to educate as many who are willing to listen. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you try to reach all the masses, but you know, you'll be a fool to think that, you know, you can change every person's mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, you got to do your part. You got to do what you can and, you know, just try to, you know, be optimistic about change.
Yeah. I think people just have to be more open to conversation and be more open to, you know, sitting down and having these man, you know, life to life, even, I mean, women as well. I shouldn't even say man to man. People should just sit down and have uncomfortable conversations because without that, nothing's going to be able to proceed forward.
For sure. It's that old saying, you know, you got to get out your comfort zone for the most growth. You know what 100%. I mean? And whether that's basketball or, you know, school or, you know, like you said, just having uncomfortable conversations so you can see different points of view. It leads to some of the biggest growth. So I think you hit it on the head, bro. As long as we keep up the conversation and keep up the dialogue in the right way. Yeah. Then, you know, hopefully that promotes the change that we seek.
Yeah, positive energy.
Yeah,
support.
Bro. But getting onto the basketball, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Sir.
So let's first just start off by telling the people, man, kind of where you've been, your journey. You started at or you graduated from Dayton.
Yeah.
Hometown kid, right?
No, Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo, that's right. I knew it was that's Michigan. Yeah. I'm tripping. But Michigan, Ohio. You know, I should know that. I went to college.
Unfortunately,
in Ohio,
they loop us together.
right. Maybe that's me being from the South. I kind of
yeah, man. Come on,
that,
okay.
That Midwest.
The Midwest does blend. That's for sure.
Just kind of tell the people about, you know, your journey and all the places you've been so far overseas.
Yeah. I graduated from University of Dayton in 2014, and then my first year I went to Belgium, which was great, man. Belgium was a very good country to start off in. You know, a lot of people speak English. I had an American coach who had married a Belgian woman, and my manager, like our GM, was also American. So that was for me, coming from college, that was a pretty seamless transition, which was really nice. Then my second year, I went to Israel, and it was like total opposite. That was like my first real taste of being over here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like money wasn't on time, or money wasn't even coming at first. And, you know, some of the amenities and things were off kilter. So it was really hard, you know, because I had such a good experience my first year.
Right.
So, you know, whatever happened, and I ended up going home for a little bit that second year. And then I ended up finishing that year in France for only like a month or two. And that team wasn't good. We lost games. So that next year, I really didn't have any options, you know. I wasn't sure what was going to happen next. And then after that, those next 2 years is when I went to Slovenia. Right there in good old Ljubljana.
Yep.
And, man, that kind of saved my career. You know, that's why Slovenia always hold a special kind of spot in my heart, you know, for multiple reasons. But for saving my career. So I spent those 2 years there. And then from there, I went to Turkey. I played there for half a season. I was playing really, really well. But some coaching changes happened and ended up leaving and finished that year in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, as you know, I was in Nanterre last year in France, Went back to France. I was in Paris. And then this year I came back to Turkey. So seven years.
Like you, I was about to say, that's seven, man. It's crazy. It's crazy, right?
It's crazy.
We're both on our seventh year, man. And I'm like, damn, when did it get like this? Like, it's funny. My physio, his birthday was the other day. He turned 20. He turned 25.
Crazy. Rock?
And I was like, No. Baruch.
Oh, okay. Is Rock still there?
Yeah, Rock's still there.
Okay.
He's still here.
Okay.
But it got to the point I was like, damn, am I at the point now in my career where I'm older than the staff?
KP. One, bro.
Right.
Think about this man telling you to warm up, do the dude sprints and everything, and you're 7 years
That's
older
crazy,
than him.
Crazy, right?
It's wild, That's man. Crazy. That's wild.
It's crazy to think about, man.
It's a
journey to pass.
Man, absolutely. It's a blessing, man. What a blessing. I had people asking me when I came over this year, what year is this for you, you know? And I would tell them 7 years. And they're like, damn, man, you a kid from Kalamazoo, Michigan, who's played 7 years of pro basketball player. That's crazy.
Yeah, bro, talk about
That's
it.
That's crazy.
It's not common.
It's rare,
bro.
Man. It's, common, it's very bro. Rare.
It's a and this is to go into my next topic, man. It's really a marathon, you
it's
know.
Marathon.
Like you hear that a lot now, you know. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, because that's, you know, he's the originator of all that. But you know, it's literally a marathon, man. I try to tell my people who want to dive into this overseas life. I'm like, look, man, it's not gonna happen in that first year.
Yeah.
It's not gonna happen in that second year. If it does, great. You know, that's a major blessing, but you got to understand, when you choose this life, you got to be patient. You got to be diligent. You got to pay your dues.
Absolutely how it goes.
And you know, like I said, to segue into my next topic, you know, those that know that you're a big Nipsey Hussle guy. You know, I just saw the tattoo that you put on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. Dedicating to the marathon continues, and you know, obviously that's what Nipsey Hussle stood for. Yep. Just kind of talk about, you know, the impact he's had on your life, just because you know he's had an impact on so many others. But you know, just kind of talk about what he meant to you and his whole marathon mantra.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I've fully adopted the TMC mantra. Like you said, I have it tatted on me now, and I think it started my second year when I was in Israel. And you know, I came home and I didn't have basketball, and I had some other personal things going on at the time, and things just seemed really bad. And I just somehow came across Nip's music, and just his idea, even at that time, was like, it just resonated so well with me. And I was kind of messing around. I wasn't really doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing. And I just got back in the gym, bro, and I was listening to Nip every day, and his music, just where he comes from and how he's delivering it, like, you know, speaking for his people, what's around him, you know, keeping his circle small, that idea just really resonated with me. Mm-hmm. And it got me to get back in the gym and, you know, really saved my career. You know, obviously I put the work in too, but his mindset. And then after that, I started learning more about Nip as a guy, as a man, and believed in the all money in, you know, and things that are gonna help your people, and you know, watch your money make money, you know, all these different things. And it just fits so well with the mentality that I was trying to progress with myself. And then, you know, the marriage continues. It just fits everything so perfectly, especially in the lifestyle that we live. You know what I mean?
Man.
Like you said, it's very rare. I think I saw Scottie Wilbekin talking about, you know, how he just had his path was pretty much like perfect for him, you know, having good coaches and good situations and all these different things.
Right.
I think he might have talked about it with you.
Yeah, I remember when I had him on the live, we were talking about
it. And I was like, man, that's such a blessing, because that's just so rare, bro, that happens that way.
Right.
And you know, at first, I think you probably could say the same. At first, kind of frustrating, because well, you can play and what you're able to do. But you know what, man? As I've gotten older, it's just taught me that, like, patience and trusting God's time and all these different things. It's gonna make it already has, but in the end, it's gonna make the journey even so much more rewarding. You know what I mean? So basically, sure, you know, combining sure. all this, I've adopted that TMC, and it just all kind of fits together. Good game, bad game, you know, the marathon continues.
For sure, bro. And that last part, you know, good game, bad game. It's funny because, you know, of course, we as competitors, we want to go out and perform every single night, right? That's what we hang our hat
always.
On. But, you know, some nights is just your night. And I remember, you know, early in my career, if I had a bad game or whatever, I would just be so hard on myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always my toughest critic.
Right.
But, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, you put things into perspective, right? So, you know, I lose a game and I don't have the best game or whatever. But it's like, man, I remember when I was sitting out 6 months because I had a broken leg because I had a knee
right,
surgery.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, what, win or lose, like, I legit love to play this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough when you're away from your family and your friends for so long and you're missing holidays and you're missing birthdays. And now we're at the point where, you know, my friends are getting married and having kids and I'm missing them growing up. You
yep.
know what I mean? And it's like, damn, this life can take away so much, but at the same time, it can give you so much more if you just allow it to, if you just embrace it, if you just stay on that marathon, continue to put that work in and just go into every situation with a clear mindset, with optimism. Man, it's tough. Don't get me wrong, but you know, it's also very rewarding in the
Absolutely,
same
Absolutely, man. It's, you know, I think you mean AK, it's you miss so many things and because you're like, I'm missing all these things and I'm missing all these, like you said, people are getting married, people are having kids. I know I've personally missed 5 or 6, 7 weddings. And then people say to you, dude, you're living a life where you get to travel the world and put a ball in a hole. And
right.
And majority of the time making more money than anyone. Saying so it's like
right
it's so hard for people to do that, especially when you get caught in that routine, that daily grind, you know, putting your work in. Mm-hmm. you know how it is, especially for us. You go day by day, you set your week up and you're like, I gotta
for
get
sure.
these things done, I gotta get these 100 extra shots, 50 extra free throws, whatever it may be, and you kind of lose sight of it. But man, it's unbelievable how lucky we are, bro. You gotta
sure.
embrace it. You have to fully immerse yourself in the lifestyle, in the culture, whatever it may be. And that's the only way you're going to reap the greatest rewards.
For sure, bro. For sure, man. That's you said a mouthful, bro. So you on your marathon. This is your, I think it's your third or fourth year. What was Slovenia? Third year?
Yeah.
Right? The first year was your third year.
Third and fourth years were there.
So now you're on your victory lap.
I'm on a victory lap.
Now you're on your victory
For
lap.
Sure.
Got the, you know, went through the whole season and you ended it with a championship. And then you run it back.
Run it back.
Get another championship next year. Same team, same situation.
Yeah.
And not only do you get the championship, you get back-to-back finals MVPs, which is tough in its own
yeah.
regard. Just kind of talk about what those two seasons were like, you know, just being it seemed like it was a great situation, a successful situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of talk about what those years were like with those teams and just winning at you know, the
yeah.
highest level, winning a championship and winning a national championship. Talk about what that
yeah,
was
it was
like.
it was amazing, man. I know my first year, the coach that I had really like gave me a chance because, you know, like you said, early on in our careers, you know, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. And that year before, I kind of, you know, it was a bad year for me. I mean, I didn't technically play bad, but it was a bad year. And it's that next year I was walking on eggshells, man. And it was tough.
Mm-hmm.
And this coach really just like was like, we believe in you. Just keep going. You're going to get going. There's no problem. And eventually, once we got going, and I had my confidence back, I was just rolling. I mean, you've played, you know, a little bit of Slovenian league now, and we just got going, man. And it's funny because those 2 years were the craziest grind of my career. We played I don't know. You guys might end up doing the same thing, depending on COVID, but we played 80 games plus in 2 years because we were playing three leagues. So, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure y'all doing the same thing right now. And, you know, so it was a lot, man. And we were playing, I was playing 30 minutes in each, you know what I'm saying? So I was a lot of basketball. Like, so that's go up throughout the year, you know, ups and downs for it to all accumulate at the end to a championship. And at the time, under a lot of pressure because they were dominant in the Slovenia League for all those years. And then they had been 7 or 8 years since they had last won a national championship. And it was a really big deal, you know what I mean? And to have done that and you know, play well, and the personal accolades are cool. Obviously, every player wants those things. But for me, it was really, truly about bringing a championship. A city that I had fallen in love with, you know, helped let me grow. And man, it was the series, you know, like that it's just different no matter what country, you know, what league, whatever it is, when you're fighting for a championship, it's different. And it was you know, game by game and grinding out every possession matters. And just that feeling, man, was something I'll never forget. And I know for one thing, damn sure nothing, something that no one can take away from me, that I'm a champion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's facts. That's facts because, I mean, you're good. But, I mean, that's definitely something and no one can take away from you because that's, I mean, that in itself is rare. You know what I mean? We got, it's people that go their whole professional career and don't win championships, you know? So it's something, you know, I was grateful, you know, when I won my one in Hungary. And it's kind of like you said, everything kind of just clicked. It just seemed like everything was going right. You know, the team chemistry was going well. It was a year after I had probably my worst year off the court. And it's funny how shit like that works, right? You know, it seems like the year you want to give up on it, that next year might be messing around and be the best year that so far of your career.
Crazy how it can flip. You gotta roll around in the ship for a minute to get back right.
And I say that because, you know, I've had homies that, you know, have kind of given up a little prematurely, and you know, just cause it's been too much for them. And you know, who am I to say, you know, what the next person can handle, you know, but, because, you know, we all have different motives. We all have different motivations. We all have different circumstances. So, you know, I can't tell the next person to try to keep pushing when I'll put it like this. I had one homie, you know, he decided to call it quits or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm asking him, like, yo, this is probably after his third or fourth year. And I'm like, yo, you know, you still got a lot left in the tank, bro. You know, you just got to get in the right situation, blah, 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 blah. And he said, "Kay, I got to be honest with you, bro. I just don't have the love for the game no more."
Yeah.
And it's like, what can you say, you can't really convince anyone that they fell out of love with
man.
You.
And
that's really what's going to keep you through the bullshit that comes with this life.
Every time. If you don't love the game, it's very, very difficult. I'm not going to say it's impossible. Yeah. It is very, very difficult to maintain over here if you don't love the game. You don't and still really love the game.
And everybody's clock is different. You absolutely know what I mean? Some people got 3 years, some people got 13 years.
Right.
You know, I would hope to think that I look at guys like Kyle Hines, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See the resume he's put up and, you know, I try to strive for that.
Right, absolutely.
But you know, everybody's different, man. You know, it's one injury away, it's one bad situation away, it's one unfortunate circumstance back home, you know.
It can be that quick.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that go into it. So, you know, you got to appreciate, you know, things like winning a championship, like winning, you know, the mid-season cup tournaments, like getting a finals MVP.
Huge thing, man.
Because they don't come every year.
Right. You know? Yeah. She might not even finish that season on that same team. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I'm still, I still talk pretty consistently to the to the Slovenian guys from that team. You know what I mean? Like, we built friendships that, you know, you're probably never going to be able to, you know, replicate again.
For sure.
Which was super cool.
So the biggest point I hit on with these podcasts, man, the biggest point I always try to emphasize to anyone who's playing overseas or who wants to play overseas is embracing the life, right? When you're over in a different country for so long, you have to embrace everything that comes with it. You know, the good, the bad. You got to find some type of, even in bad situations, you got to find some type of silver lining, right?
Indeed.
So I can only assume during your time in Savannah is when you met your current girlfriend now. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to pronounce her name wrong. Is it Nusha?
It is Nusha. You got it. Okay, she would be very excited. Because she says people always mess up that little, she's got the little, I don't even know what it's called, the thing above the
little mark,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the mark. I still don't know what that damn thing is called.
So you met her in Slovenia, correct?
Yes, I met her in Slovenia.
All right, so just kind of talk about, you know, how you guys met, and because you know that if you want to talk about embracing overseas,
yeah,
life, you
know, fully embracing,
you know, that's kind of. Right, that's kind of fully embracing it, yeah. You know. So just kind of talk about, you know, first how you guys met, how you guys kind of clicked, and then, you know, what she's done for you, your time playing overseas.
Okay, so the tail end of my first year in Slovenia is when we met, and classic love story. I was at the club. And it's so funny because, you know, I saw her, she came in with her friends, and I was just, you know, I really just was like, I don't know what it was, but I was taken aback by her, bro. I just thought she was the prettiest girl I had seen, and we went and had a conversation, and obviously there was some courage involved. but we just chopped it up. I got her number, and we just kind of left it at that. You know, we went our separate ways that night, and I really liked that, and we just ended up meeting up and had a few dates and started kicking it. And you know, I didn't think I was going to be coming back originally when I left. You know, it wasn't right. The original plan, and I'm not gonna lie, bro, I probably wouldn't have said it then, but I think her being there and how well we hit it off probably like contributed to me being more, I wouldn't say it contributed to me coming back, but it contributed to me being more comfortable with coming back. You know what I mean?
Right. For sure.
And then that next year it was still kind of, you know, back and forth. And before that, I had a previous relationship that had ended funky. So I was kind of just, you know, moving around and just doing my thing and hanging out, you know, just being a single guy, and man, she just stuck with me, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you. She's my rock. And after that second year, you know, by the end of that year, we were locked in. And that next year when I went to Turkey, she would come for a month, you know, leave for a month, come for a month. That kind of set up because she was still working for the national radio in Slovenia. Right. And then this last year, you know, she came and lived with me for the first time. And it's ever since then, she's here with me now in Turkey. And she's helped me so much being over here. It's turned now into like having an extension of my family here. She's very motherly. You know, she's not working now. Which is, you know, she made that sacrifice to be able to be with me full time.
Sure.
And it's, you know, it's not always easy, but, you know, as when you have those bad games or you have those bad days, just, you know, practice is terrible and, you know, your body hurts and you come home and you got a fresh cooked meal and your laundry's done, mm-hmm. and, you know, things like that. And you can sit down and have,
man. Makes it a little easier. Yeah, makes it a little easier.
Have a conversation with her about, you know, about life and all these different things. So she's been a steady positive force in my world over here. Obviously, there's sometimes when I want to flex her. But that's any relationship, you know that. but right, no, man, right, that's right. That's my girl. That's my lady. It's been it's been amazing, really, combining our two cultures. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's been the coolest thing for me, just the growth with each other. You know, her almost being a little bit innocent to, you know, the things going on in America right now. It's actually been really rewarding for me, you know, like I told you earlier, educating myself and trying to, you know, give her some of that game too. And, you know, she's helped me really embrace, like you said, embrace this life, embrace whatever country you're in. She's helped me, you know, with that as well. So it's been great, man.
Yeah, man. I think the biggest word I took away from all that, man, and you definitely said a mouthful, but the biggest key word that just stuck with me is sacrifice. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, is that's kind of something that goes overlooked. You know, when we talk about the wives and the girlfriends who kind of have the, not necessarily put their lives on hold, but got to kind of put their wants and their needs to the back burner. Because, you know, they've decided to, you know, be a part of our lives and, you know, there are sacrifices that come along with it.
For sure.
You know, being, you know, I have teammates who have wives and have, you know, multiple children who, you know, the mom has to hold down the fort, you know, at least for the time being until they can all finally get together overseas or whatever. I know it's not an easy task. So, you know, I want to take this moment to, you know, commemorate all the wives and all the girlfriends who have sacrificed so much, individually and personally, to, you know, make sure that their unit is strong. Absolutely. As a whole. It definitely doesn't go unnoticed. And you know, we just appreciate everything that, you know, you guys do for us while we, you know, while we try to make the most of it.
You all are very, very, very appreciated, man. I don't think they probably don't get enough credit. I mean, we're very well aware, but this is a tricky lifestyle. You know what I mean? So those women who are mentally, emotionally strong enough to, you know, maintain a family and do all this, you guys, you all are very, very appreciated, man. No question about it.
And it seems like you and Noosh, you know, you guys are obviously making the most of it because you guys have your own YouTube channel.
Yes.
And you know, you got some great content on there. Always looking forward to the next video. So just kind of talk about, you know, I guess how that came about, and then, you know, what you guys plan on, you know, what other content can we look forward
man,
to seeing?
Yeah, man, you know, just being over here, you know, not a ton of free time, but, you know, she's constantly trying to find little things to keep her mind busy because she doesn't like just sit around and, you know, be doing nothing. So she's constantly trying to come up with things. She just came up with the idea. We ended up getting a camera and put our little YouTube page together, and we just really enjoyed it. And unfortunately, because of COVID-19, we were split for 5-6 months, and it was too hard to try and, you know, maintain and get something going at that time. So we're about to get into some more stuff here soon. I think we're gonna start trying to do some challenge type things to kind of get people back checking us out again. It's Devin Noosh. If you guys want to, you know, check it out.
Plug all D-E-V your stuff. Instagram. I know she has the
snack bay. I was gonna shout that out.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Noosh,
man, listen, KP, this girl is serious in there, bro. If y'all want some good food ideas, go follow at the snack babe on Instagram. Normal spelling, the snack babe. The girl is ridiculous, man. She comes up with the craziest things. They're super good, super healthy, and she's getting extremely good at it. And I just get the benefit from all the good shit that I get to eat when I come home from practice. It's great. So yeah, that's her Instagram page. She's getting it up. She's doing more, trying new things, and then we're gonna get our YouTube channel back going. Hopefully we get a collaboration with KP and his lady.
Hey, man, you know, in due time, brother, in due time. You know, we definitely gonna have to set something up though, for sure. For sure. I'm gonna just message me when we get off this, message me the correct spelling of everything, and I'll make sure to add it to the description.
For sure.
But I mean, if there's nothing left for you, bro, I'm all good my way. I appreciate you. I really appreciate you pulling up, bro. Shopping game, being able to give the people just another glimpse of what it's like to, you know, be in the kind of be in the shoes of an overseas man, basketball player. Man.
Can I just drop a little bit more knowledge, KP? Because I wrote it down.
Ahead,
I just like to the guys who are starting to progress into this life, man. I would just say, like, when you're in that country or you're in that city, wherever you are, regardless if it's Paris or, you know, a small little town in Belgium, go and see things that you normally wouldn't see. You know, don't be stuck in the house, in the apartment, playing the video game all the time. And this is coming from a guy who plays the game. Like, get out and see things, man. You know, like we talked about earlier, make yourself a little uncomfortable. It's good for you to be uncomfortable and you know, create conversations with people that you normally wouldn't create conversations with. And I think also try and grow your wealth. Try and grow your money. That's a big thing I've gotten into lately is, you know, stocks and trying to watch my money make money. And it's really a great feeling when you get a little bit more knowledge on it and start seeing your money make money. And, you know, I would say do that and try and learn new skills. You know what I'm saying? Things that are going to help you post basketball. Because, it's going to last a while, God willing, but it's not going to last forever. You know what I mean? So I think the small things will start to add up in the end. And then besides that, man, dedicate to your body, man. I'm sitting right here in these Normatec right now while I'm doing this podcast. And
the ultimate professional, man. What can I say?
You got to do it, KP. You got to do it.
It's no surprise he's won two championships. It's no surprise he's won two championships and got two finals MVPs, man. Y'all, if you're tired of hearing it from me,
take care of your body.
You know what I'm saying? If you're tired of hearing it from me, just, you know, maybe somebody else.
I know the ice bath don't feel good. It don't matter. Get in it.
Hey. But it's only the first minute.
Once you get numb, you're good.
It's only the first minute. But nah, Dio, I appreciate
always,
you,
brother.
Bro, pulling
always.
Up, giving game to the listeners, dog. It's all love this way, bro. You
forever,
know what it
man.
Is.
My dog. Thanks, bro.
All right, bro. Yep.
And that's a wrap. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you for listening this whole time. We'll be back soon with another episode, so stay tuned. Life Across the Water, KP3, certified in person.